Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The title of my message is Walking in the Supernatural. We serve a supernatural God, and if we are his children, then we ought to walk experiencing his supernatural power. Someone say amen.
Amen.
Now, my text is taken from Isaiah 43 and verse 18 that says, "The Lord says, forget what happened before and do not think about the past. Look at the new things I am going to do. It is already happening, don't you see it? I will make a road in the desert and rivers in the dry land." The Holy Spirit has given me this message for you, and I believe we'll be talking about this for the next few weeks, walking in the supernatural. God is a supernatural God. All of the blessings that we receive from God come from the supernatural realm. Amen. Therefore, God is saying to us, if you want my blessings upon your life this year, you must learn to walk and talk in the realm of the supernatural. Now, one of the things the Holy Spirit told me to tell you was, do not get stuck in the past with the same old stinking thinking. Forget last year's disappointments and hurts. The Lord wants you to know that this will be a prophetic year where many of your past prayers are going to be answered. Someone say, praise the Lord. It is the will of God to bless you and for you to increase this year. I'm not talking about your weight. It says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. This is what God has in mind for you this year. And God told me to tell you that he has given you the ability and responsibility to walk in the supernatural this year. Now, to receive the blessings and to fulfill your divine destiny, once again, you must learn to walk and talk in the realm of the supernatural. Walking in the supernatural is to live life beyond human ability and limitation. For example, you pray the word of God over your situation and expect it to change. Amen. Now listen to what Jesus said in Mark 10 and 27. He said, with man, or humanly speaking, it is impossible. But not with God. All things are possible with God. Now, I want you to repeat after me, all things are possible with God. Now, listen. God wants you to move forward to possess new territory and new experiences that he has waiting for you this year. But you must overcome your past unbelief, your distrust for God, and your fears. Sometimes God can be painfully honest with us. He said, you've got to get over your distrust for me. You've got to get over your fear. See, this is a new season, and God wants to bless you to inherit all of his promises. Now, I want us to turn to Joshua chapter 1. Turn with me to Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. We're going to be studying the life of Joshua during this teaching. He was one who was chosen by God to lead the children of Israel into their appointed destiny, the promised land. And I want to remind you that every one of us has an appointed assignment and a destiny that God wants us to fulfill. Amen. Now, before we read, I want to give you some background to bring you up to date regarding this challenge that God gave Joshua. Moses had brought the children of Israel out of Egyptian bondage, and God had taken them for a journey through the wilderness to prepare them for the promised land. Now, I have to tell you this because you need to know. Before you can receive the blessings of God, your faith will always need to be developed and tested. Amen. Some people will say, if I had $1 million, I would know how to use it. God can't trust everyone with $1 million. You'd use it for the wrong reason. Some people, if God answered every one of their prayers, they'd walk away from God. If they had all the money they needed, they'd never pray. See, God has to take us through situations and experiences in life to develop our faith so that we can receive the promise, so that we can receive the blessing. And when we receive it, we'll use it properly. Somebody say amen. Now, God will test your faith through lack, through problems, and through waiting on Him to answer your prayers. Isn't that wonderful? We all go through this, but I want you to understand that these are just the ways of God. You've got to understand God. The Bible says that Moses knew the ways of God. You have got to understand the ways of your Father. He is not trying to punish you. He may be disciplining you, or He may just simply be developing you for a promotion, for greater prosperity, for greater things in your life. How many of you know that if you give your children $100, especially the little ones, they may go out and blow it all on candy? If they could, and just eat it and make themselves sick. See, just because God blesses us, it does not mean sometimes that we properly know how to use those blessings. God is developing us. God is developing our faith. And He does it through problems. However, the Bible says in Romans 1:17 that the just shall live by faith. That means there's going to always be something you've got to believe God for, and that's just the way it's going to be. Now, God wants to know that you trust Him with your life. In Hebrews chapter 11:6, it says, without faith or trust, you cannot please God. The children of Israel saw God move on their behalf over and over again under Moses. They saw the plagues of Egypt and the death of the firstborn. God protected them from Pharaoh's army. God provided water for them in the wilderness. That was given to over 1 million people and their animals in the wilderness, in the desert. God did this. God provided heavenly food called manna for them in the wilderness. Even quail when they begin to cry out for meat. Deuteronomy chapter 8:4 says, their clothes did not wear out, and their feet did not swell, although they were in the wilderness for 40 years. However, they still refused to believe God. They still refused to believe that God could destroy the giants that they had to overcome to enter into the land that God was giving to them. They said, let's go back to Egypt. In fact, they said, we remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost. Also, the cucumbers, the melons, the leeks, the onions, and the garlic. And they said in Numbers 14:2, why is God bringing us into this land only to let us fall by the sword? Now, as a result of their unbelief, they were doomed to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. Now, this is a lesson to us Because God has no alternative plan for our obedience. They said, let's go back to Egypt. God says, you can't go back to Egypt. That's not in the plan. As a result, you will walk around in the wilderness until you die. Now, the Bible says that obedience results in blessing, but disobedience brings a curse. In other words, a hindrance or a barrier to God's blessings in our lives. And just like the children of Israel, after God has delivered you, there is no place for you to return to. Now, I want you to hear what I'm saying, because many of you are going to be tempted and tested by the devil this year. You need to understand this. Once God saves you, you can't go back. Not only should you not, you really don't want to. See, your so-called friends have already moved on. The alcohol has lost its taste. The drugs will not excite you like they used to. Even immorality will leave you with extreme guilt. It's just not the same anymore. But you can lose all that God has planned for you to inherit because you failed to believe his promises. It's a lack of faith to believe that God wants to bless, that God will keep his word. Now listen to what the Bible says, and we need to remember this over and over again. In fact, you need to write this scripture down, Numbers 23 and 19, while you're waiting on God to meet a need. God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of a man that he should change his mind. Does he speak and then not act? Does he promise and not fulfill? You see, God will always keep his promises.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. In this changing world, it is more important than ever to connect with the wisdom of God's word. The Bible tells us, how can a young person keep his life pure? He can do it by holding on to your word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. The Bible reminds us that heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word never changes. Many want to conform to this world's system to be accepted. However, God provides the right counsel and wisdom for life. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
God will always keep his promises. But Israel failed God, and they were doomed to wander in the wilderness for 40 years until the adults, 20 years and up, all died. Now, when we talk about the judgment of God, it's important for us to understand the heart of God when we fail. In Hebrews chapter 3 and 10, it describes God's disappointment this way. He said, I was angry with them, and I said, their hearts always turn away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them. So in my anger, I took an oath. They will never enter my rest. Verse 12 goes on to say, and this is a warning to us, be careful then, brothers and sisters. Make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving, turning away from the living God. My friends, fear and unbelief will disqualify you from receiving all that God has for you. Those people disobeyed and lost their inheritance. Moses himself became so annoyed with the people that he disobeyed God as well. Do you know Moses never entered the promised land either? He only saw the promised land from a distance on a mountain, and then he died. Now, I'm going to say something to you because you need to hear this. Do not allow anyone to keep you from fulfilling your destiny. I don't care who they are. Listen, regardless of how much anyone has hurt you, you still must forgive them. And do not put any other love relationship above God. That's idolatry. You will lose your inheritance for someone else who will simply leave you in time. God will make sure of it. So you have to understand, anything you put before God, God is going to destroy. Because God will not have any other gods put before him, especially if you're a child of God. If you do not accomplish God's plan, it will pass on to someone else. Now let's go to Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, and let's read that. It says, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' assistant, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, into the land that I am giving to them, to the people of Israel. And every place that the sole of your foot will tread upon, I have given you, just as I promised to Moses. Now, there are several things I want you to take note of as you begin to walk in the supernatural. Number one, God will give mentorship to walk in the supernatural. He will always place you in a ministry or have you to be influenced by the life of someone who is already living this way. In Joshua's case, it was Moses. He simply watched Moses walk in the supernatural. Moses stood up to the Pharaoh. Moses delivered the plagues against Egypt. When there was a Red Sea, Moses told the Red Sea to open and the people walked through on dry land. In the wilderness, Moses provided water and food for the people. Joshua followed Moses' example. He saw the faith of Moses and he realized that if he obeyed God and stepped forward in faith, then the supernatural would happen. It's the same for us today. If we will simply obey the word of God and we will step out in faith, if we will follow those who walk in the supernatural, we'll see God do the supernatural for us in our lives as well. Listen, God is not a respect of person. Boy, one of the things I have used through most of my ministry life, especially when it comes to the anointing and the power of God, Lord, you did it for that man, you're going to do it for me. You say, well, how are you going to do it? Because God's not a respect of person. God loves me just as much as that person. God loves you just as much as he loves me. God loves us just as much as anybody else he's using to touch the world. Therefore, God will use you and help you to walk in the supernatural. Somebody say amen. Amen. Number two, God will remove opposition and barriers to your success. God will do it. Listen, he said to Joshua, go over this Jordan. Now, those weren't just words because he was talking about the Jordan River. In fact, God was talking about the Jordan River at flood stage. However, when he said this, Joshua remembered that Moses had spoken to the Red Sea and it opened. So because of that experience, he said, I can do this. I can obey God as well. What actually happened, the Bible tells us, is as Joshua was going forward with the people, they stepped into the water. Now, it wasn't like Moses. Moses said for the Red Sea to part. Joshua and the priests actually walked into water. And as they continued to walk, then the river began to recede. That's a word for us today. See, sometimes you may have to experience the natural circumstances before the miracle takes place. See, but God wants me to tell you today, just keep walking by faith until the miracle begins. You see, the miracle will happen even as you walk by faith. Your feet might have to get wet, but it's all right because the miracle is already taking place. Somebody give the Lord praise for that in your life. Amen. Number three, you must walk by faith to walk in the supernatural. You say, well, that's a given. My friend, what did I tell you? God, he actually develops our faith through lack. He develops your faith through trouble. He develops your faith through waiting on him for things that you don't know how long you're going to have to wait. See, but the only way you can walk in the supernatural is by faith. Amen. God said to Joshua, every place the sole of your foot will tread, I've given to you. Now, I want to say this to you. God will only give what you have enough faith to receive. I wish it weren't so, but it's true. Everything we receive from God comes by faith, based upon the faith that we have, based upon the faith that we give to God. Do you remember what Jesus said over and over again? He would say, according to your faith, be it unto you. You will only receive things you have enough faith to receive. So you've got to let God deal with your faith. You've got to allow him to develop that faith. God allowed the children of Israel to go through hardship. Why? So that they could develop faith in the wilderness for the giants that they were going to face. See, they refused to know God personally. They refused to trust God. They said, we'll speak with Moses. That cannot be your position this year. You cannot have a relationship with God through your pastor. You've got to know God for yourself. You've got to pray yourself. You've got to lay hands on yourself when you're sick. You've got to lay hands on yourself when you need deliverance. You've got to believe that God will work a miracle for you when there's nobody around, when there's nobody looking. There's not going to always be someone there to agree in prayer with. You got to agree with God's word and say, I will be healed in the name of Jesus. God will supply my needs according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. I'm not going to wait to get to the church. I'm not going to wait to talk to anybody. I'm going to believe God for myself, and I'm going to receive what God has for me. Come on, give the Lord praise for that. If you know that, you can't trust in someone else's relationship with God. They may not even have a relationship with God. Sometimes congregations find out about it in the news. That's not a good way to find out. You better know how to pray for yourself. In Exodus 20 and verse 19, it tells us that the children of Israel said to Moses, speak to us yourself and we'll listen to you. But don't let God speak to us because we'll die. Moses said to the people, don't be afraid. God has come to test you. My friends, you have to understand that God will test your faith to prepare you for your destiny.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the Media tab. The title of the program for today is Walking in the Supernatural, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
Father, we come to you today in the name of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness, for your love, for your mercy, and for your grace. And even as I pray for our listeners, we ask that you would meet every need. You said in your word, make your prayer unto me, and I will hear you. You said that the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and your ears are open to their cry. Lord, hear us today. Meet every need in our lives. We trust you for the answer, and we thank you for it today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.